'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
This is your country boy surviving here in North Dakota, and you're tuned in to the Trump phenomenon here on a Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. Thank you very much for joining us. We've got our most astute political analyst, George, sitting beside us here in the virtual studio in the sky from which we're beaming to you. George, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, James.
And another eventful day in the Trump campaign, which is now down to 80, how many days, George? About 84.
83 days, 2 hours, and 57 minutes.
Okay. 83 days. My gosh. Today, Donald Trump was, or is right now, as we speak, he is in West Bend, Wisconsin. And I'm looking at my map here. I have German ancestors who started their westward trek, starting in places like Kenosha and Milwaukee. And just north of Milwaukee, here is West Bend, Wisconsin. That's where Donald Trump is right now, in Washington County. And he is about to speak. So we'll be sure to, when Donald Trump comes live, we'll be sure to share that with you on the air here. I'll monitor that. We'll start out with a real gem that appeared today, entitled "The Real Existential Threats of 2016" by Patrick J. Buchanan. So I'll share that with you. Let me just go monitor the Trump event and see where we are. Oops, we just changed speakers. This is the third warm-up speaker we've had. Let's just tune into him for just a second. He looks pretty animated.
Listen, this is such serious stuff that they can only be reviewed in what's called the SCIF. This is a super secret room in the House of Representatives where foreign governments can't penetrate. And not all members of Congress can review all the emails. Some of them are so top secret, only the Intelligence Committee members can access this information. And she had that information on an email server that's less secure than Gmail. Horrible.
This guy's dynamic. I don't know who it is. Young guy. Looks like he's about 35.
We have to elect Donald Trump to do that. All right. Hillary said that she would have a firewall between the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton State Department. Was that a truth or a lie? You're darn right it was, because we know that those who gave money to the Clinton Foundation, whether foreign governments or really wealthy individuals, they got special access to the Clinton State Department. This is crooked pay for play, Hillary. Can't have it. Hillary told us that she would protect us from ISIS. Truth or a lie? Under Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, ISIS expanded.
I'll turn him down only because he's not
Donald
Trump.
Into a global
but, you know,
movement
George, if this is a if this is the kind of fired up folks that Donald Trump is igniting out there on the campaign trail, well, boy, that is a good sign. I don't know who this is here in West Bend, Wisconsin. He was preceded by a U.S. congressman who was great, and someone before him who was great, and I just missed the names on all three. I'll get those for you, and if we get Donald Trump, he may be in thanking all of them. He may give us the names. But let's go to Pat Buchanan today, and here's what he says. On September 30th, the end of fiscal year 2016, the national debt is projected to reach $19.3 trillion. George, you and I remember when the national debt was in the billions.
I remember when the national debt was in the millions.
Oh, boy.
It was
well,
in
yeah.
our lifetime.
Yeah,
it was.
Okay.
It was in our lifetime.
Okay. You have a better memory than I do. I'll go back and look at that. But, yeah, I remember when the word trillion first appeared in the same sentence as national debt, and of course everyone out there knows that a million is 1,000 times 1,000, and 1 billion is 1,000 times 1 million, and 1 trillion is 1,000 times 1 billion. So our national debt is in the thousands of times larger than it was when George and I were little kids. With spending on the four biggest budget items, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and defense rising, and GDP growing at 1%, future deficits will exceed this year's projected $600 billion deficit. National bankruptcy, then, is among the existential threats to the republic. The prospect that we will find ourselves in the not-too-distant future in the same boat with Greece, Puerto Rico, and Illinois. You could add, from recent speeches, Venezuela. Yet we drift toward the falls with the issue not debated. Ernest Hemingway reminded us of how nations escape quagmires of debt. Quote, the first panacea for a mismanaged nation is inflation of the currency. The second is war. Both bring a temporary prosperity. Both bring a permanent ruin. But both are the refuge of political and economic opportunists, unquote. Debauching the currency, Lenin's depiction, is the way we will probably destroy the debt monster. Hemingway's second option, war, appears to be the preferred option of the war chiefs of the Beltway's think tank archipelago, who see in any Putin move in the Baltic or Black Sea casus belli, case for war. What our Cold War leaders kept ever in mind and our war party scribblers never learned is the lesson British historian A.J.P. Taylor discovered from studying the 30 Years' War of 1914 to 1945. That's a pretty interesting way to describe it, isn't it, George?
I've read Mr. Taylor's book. It's fascinating stuff.
I haven't. I need to. AJP Taylor writes, though the object of being a great power is to be able to fight a great war, the only way of remaining a great power is not to fight one. Ooh, that is great writing. Another existential threat, if Western man still sees himself as the custodian of the world's greatest civilization and one yet worth preserving, is the third worldization of the West. The threat emanates from two factors, the demographic death of the native-born of all Western nations by century's end, given their fertility rates, and the seemingly endless invasion of the West from Latin America, Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. Concerning the demographic decline and displacement of Western man by peoples of other creeds, cultures, countries, continents, and civilizations, there is an ideological clash within the West. Some among our elites are rhapsodic at the change, worshiping at the altars of diversity and equality, They see acquiescing in the invasion of their own countries as a mark of moral superiority. Angela Merkel speaks for them, or did up to a while ago. To those who believe diversity, racial, ethnic, religious, cultural, is to be cherished and embraced, resistance to demographic change in the West is seen as a mark of moral retardation. Opponents of immigration are hence subjects of abuse, labeled racists, xenophobes, fascists, Nazis, and other terms of odium in the rich vocabulary of progressive hatred.
That's us, James.
Yes. Yet, opposition to the invasion from across the Mediterranean and the Rio Grande is not only propelling the Trump movement, but generating rightist parties and movements across the old continent. It is hard to see how this crisis resolves itself peacefully. Interesting adverb, peacefully. He's saying it's going to be a war, folks. For the hundreds of millions living in third world tyranny and misery are growing, as is their willingness to risk their lives to reach Europe. And national resistance is not going to dissipate as the illegal immigrants and refugees come in growing numbers. What the resistors see as imperiled is what they treasure most, their countries, cultures, way of life, and the future they wish to leave their children. These are things for which men have always fought. And in America, is diversity leading to greater unity or to greater rancor, separatism, and disintegration? Did anyone imagine that 50 years after the civil rights laws, we would still be having long, hot summers in Ferguson, Baltimore, and Milwaukee? The crisis that South Carolina statesman John C. Calhoun had posthumously predicted in his disquisition on government has also come to pass. We're almost near the end here of this brilliant piece by Buchanan. The country would divide into two parties, Calhoun said. One would be the party of those who pay the taxes to government. The other, the party of those who consume the benefits of government. The taxpayers' party would engage in constant clashes with the party of the tax consumers. In 2013, the top 1% of Americans in income paid 38% of all income taxes. The bottom 50% of income earners, half the nation, paid only 3% of all income taxes. A question logically follows. If one belongs to that third of the nation that pays no income taxes but receives copious benefits, why would you vote for a party that will cut taxes you don't pay but take away benefits you do receive? Traditional Republican platforms ask half the country to vote against its economic interests. As a long-term political strategy, that is not too promising. During the New Deal, FDR's aide Harold Ickes declared in what became party dogma, quote, "We shall tax and tax, spend and spend, and elect," unquote. And so they did, and so they do. But this is a game that cannot go on forever. For as John Adams reminded us, quote, "There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide," unquote. So says Pat Buchanan today. Very good stuff. And looking
that's
at
that's right on. Hey, James, I was off by an order of magnitude. The U.S. national debt crossed the $1 billion and never came back during the second year of Abraham Lincoln's presidency, but it was as low as $15 billion in the 20s and the 30s. Started taking off when an interesting character named Franklin Roosevelt became the president.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and, you know, folks, a billion is a 1,000th of a trillion. And, you know, the national, I think the national budget, I think the omnibus spending bill that Paul Ryan's team in Congress let go through, I think it was $2 trillion. That's the national budget. So the debt at 10 times the national budget, my gosh. And, you know, do the arithmetic, divide 320 million people into $20 trillion, and that's a lot of dollars per person, per capita, that has to be paid back. Now, Donald Trump has addressed the question. When a reporter asked him about it, he said, well, one solution is print the money and pay it off. And that's what actually Pat Buchanan said he thought that's what would happen, debauching the currency. But it's not, you could say debauching the currency, but it is one legitimate way to get rid of the national debt.
You and I know that how it's printed and who collects the interest, there's a fair piece of the game. Some guy named Kennedy and another guy named Garfield and another fellow named Lincoln, well, they printed interest-free banknotes. We all know what happened to them. We all know what happened to the Third Reich. They were doing the interest-free money printing. And get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, North Dakota has its own state bank, which does give interest-free loans. And it was created by the farmers when they got sick of taking out loans with New York banks that treated them so badly. They created their own bank here in North Dakota. It's a model for independent, non-Federal Reserve banking. John Kennedy was going to create a national currency and was assassinated shortly after beginning that process. That could have been one of the reasons he was assassinated, possibly.
You think?
Yeah. Now we're looking at the Trump rally in West Bend. The congressmen have left the stage, and so everybody, the packed house, the camera, of course, is, you don't even see any heads, or you don't even see Donald Trump's head. You just see the American flag and the Wisconsin flag. They do not show you the crowd. It's guaranteed to be humongous because it's a Trump rally. Let's see if we hear any sound from it. Nope, they're playing music. And so we're awaiting the arrival of Donald Trump in this rally, which will most likely occur during today's program. Let's look at what's coming up as I give you the call-in phone number. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're eager to take your calls, so pick up that phone now and dial 800-313-9443. Operators are waiting to take your call, and we'll put you on the air live. Let me hit refresh here on Donald Trump's schedule and see what's coming up for us. He's keeping his cards close to his chest, not putting his schedule for weeks and weeks in advance out there for disruptive, violent-type people to study. After his appearance today in West Bend, we don't see any event scheduled for Wednesday. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. He does a lot of things right there that day, and we'll find out about it tomorrow. We'll cover it, of course, whatever happens on our program tomorrow. Thursday, he is in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Charlotte Convention Center, which is big. So there will be at least 10,000 people there, at least. And then the next day, Friday, I don't know whether I'm pronouncing this right, it's either Diamond or Dimmondale, Michigan, at the Summit Sports and Ice Complex, the field house at the Summit. That'll be at 2 p.m. on Friday. We'll cover that. We'll have plenty of time to get that full audio for you on our program on Friday. And the show, or the rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, that also will be, our show will be just after that event. So we'll have that covered in full for you. Meanwhile, Governor Mike Pence, today he was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we may get a little snippet of that for you today. He was also in Roswell, New Mexico, later. And in fact, he isn't even there yet. The Roswell event will be maybe in an hour from now. And then tomorrow, he will be in Henderson, Nevada. And the following day, Thursday, in Manchester, New Hampshire. Notice the pattern here. These are all battleground states. We got a break coming up. We'll take your calls right after that. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Trump Phenomenon. We're in the first third of our program here. Donald Trump is about to appear live in West Bend, Wisconsin, just a little bit north of Milwaukee. And we've got Iconoclast in Ohio on the phone. Iconoclast, you're on the air.
Yes, I've heard conservatives for years saying how frightening the national debt was. But there's a very simple way of dealing with the national debt. Just don't pay. I mean, think of it. Why should people who chose to invest in future taxation when they could have invested in plants that manufacture steel and cars and other things, or other actual investments in real things, instead they invested in future taxation? Why should they get our money?
Right. It's morally, that's right. That investment is morally reprehensible.
And furthermore, the congressmen who authorized this debt are out of office. Screw them.
Yeah. I like that. And, you know, one of the things that's characteristic of Donald Trump is he thinks completely outside the box. You know, when I say something like, you know, we've got to pay off the national debt, I kind of implied that. I'm thinking inside the box. It's very refreshing. Donald Trump goes completely outside the box, as he did yesterday when he gave his great How to Make America Safe Again speech. And he said, if you're not, if you don't love America, you ain't coming in. And we're going to vet you with extreme vetting. That's a new term of art. Nobody's ever used that before. Extreme, in fact, somebody ought to go lock that up. Extreme vetting, a great new term. And, you know, people are going to interview you. We're going to look at your past, at your record, at who you are. We're going to look for character references. If you don't love America, if you don't believe in our way of life and who we are and want to be part of it, don't even apply. You're not coming in. No visa for you, Jack. That's utterly, it's so obvious. It's so simple. Why didn't somebody say this? Yeah, it's totally obvious. It's so obvious that nobody thought of it. It was unimaginable. I mean, it's just such simple, plain language, the way Trump describes it. We're going to check you out. And if we don't need you, if you don't add to our country, you're not coming in. Oh, and I love what else he said. I mean, isn't this kind of obvious? We have enough problems. We don't need more. Oh, that's pretty easy. So,
however, there is one thing I would like to all of us on the right wing to start promoting, and that's to send all the refugees in Europe and in the United States to the French possession of the Desolation Islands. It has another name, and it's in the South Indian Ocean at about 50 south latitude. I mean, there's 2,500 square miles there, and at 1,000 per square mile, there's room for 2.5 million creeps. And, you know, if they're really in danger, they'd be happy to go there. But otherwise, they'll go back to their own countries instead.
Yes, and Donald Trump has, you know, again, it's so obvious. He has proposed, and he doesn't propose, does he? He does. So what he is going to do is set up safe zones, and he won't ask permission for these dysfunctional countries.
Syria would not be a dysfunctional country except for the funding of ISIS by such people as Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United States.
Well, there's never been a stable...
Syria was a quite functional country as long as Assad and his government was in charge.
Well, yes, a quite functional dictatorship. The word functional... No country outside of the West, no country outside of our European world has ever functioned the way European nations function, and never
and
will.
They won't either, because they don't have European people.
They don't have, exactly. As Jared Taylor said so eloquently, only we can be us. Stay tuned, folks. There's room, there's lines open for calls. Hang on, Iconoclast. We'll be back right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back with you. Thank you, Merle Haggard. Let's rebuild America first. Donald Trump will do it. And we were speaking with Iconoclast when we hit a break. Iconoclast, continue your thought, please.
Okay. There are a few people who seem to have a reasonable, successful government, such as specifically Japan and perhaps a few other northern Asian nations. But that's about all. Nobody else can have... seems to maintain any kind of civilization like we have, unless it's run by us.
Yes.
All of Africa, they've been promising for us for years that once they introduced democracy, things would work out and they'd be good. And
every time, you know, a fundamental, Africa, a fundamental,
failure.
Yeah. A fundamental tenet of liberalism, of progressivism, of globalism, and all these other isms, a fundamental tenet.
People are the same.
Yeah, well, you just read my mind. That's pretty good, iconoclast. Yes, is that everyone is exactly the same, which is an utter absurd falsehood. But everything they do...
The reality is every race is different, and most every race has special superiorities, which you know, from the place where they originated. You know, it's not an accident that the blacks have about, with 10-12% of the population, they have about 80% of the National Football League are black.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go a little farther out on the limb, iconoclast, and say we're better. Okay, we're better. It's not we're all different.
Well, we're not better at everything. They're better at some things.
We're better at everything.
As far as having civilization, they're definitely not better. They're
running more, around,
they
running,
can't do it.
Iconoclast, let me get in here something. Okay, running around a track is not an important ability. We're better at everything, and we're irreplaceable. The Western civilization.
Yes, Western civilization is, but every race has their advantages, our race has the advantage of intelligence and being able to cooperate with each other enough to set up a civilization.
Yeah, well,
others
we invented everything.
Power.
Iconoclast, we invented everything. We invented every
Correct.
Science from astronomy to zoology. We every invention, every important invention. The point I want to make, iconoclast, is that it's not as if we're one of many wonderful races, and every race is wonderful and ought to have a place in the sun and so on. If we, Pat Buchanan was writing about existential threats, if we are eclipsed and if we go down, we're not just, you know, millions of species have gone. Hang on, iconoclast, let me get a word. Iconoclast, give me a moment on my own show, please. If we are eclipsed, as millions of species which have gone extinct are, it's not, who cares if Brontosaurus is gone? Who cares if Velociraptor is gone? And millions of others. If we are gone, we are irreplaceable. Something is lost in the universe which will not be replaced by anything or anyone else. So this is the greatest existential crisis in the history of the universe. Let me introduce another topic here, and some callers may want to talk about this. Trump made the point in the last few days that he's campaigning more against the media than against Hillary Clinton. Well, one of the things that the media is doing is they're covering for Hillary Clinton. They're covering her crimes and those of her husband. They're also covering up her health. They're not covering it. They're hiding her health. And those of us who've been watching YouTube videos on the subject and so on in the alternative media, there are clips of Hillary Clinton showing her completely discombobulated, completely disoriented, with a glazed look, a fainting look, her eyes rolling in the back of her head, her neck shaking around. And all of this following what looks like post-concussion syndrome. She looks like a very sick person with very poor health. And the media is covering up for this. This alone, on this count alone, she is disqualified to be president of the United States. So let's hope, iconoclast and George, let's hope this is breaking out of the media blockade of information. And the public is getting the idea, maybe just with their own eyeballs. Now, it might be that in the presidential debates, with Hillary on the stage, her disabilities may come to the fore. She may have one of her, what did she call it? Short circuitings. Her brain might short circuit on the stage. That would be quite a moment, would it not, George?
Well, that would be... One for the roses there, James. Hope we all have our cameras running at the time.
And the, this is serious business, folks. A person who is, you know, neurologically not sound is not someone who should be walking around with a nuclear football and making snap, key, crucial decisions of life and death at this moment in our history. Let's go to Iconoclast. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate your enthusiasm, my longtime friend. Jeff in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hello, James and George. By the way, before I get to my main point, why is the show from last, the 10th and the 11th, not in the archives? Is there a particular reason for that?
I just learned it from you right here, right now. I'll investigate.
Yeah, it's your ninth, the show of the 9th is there, and the show of the 12th, but not the 10th and the 11th. And the 10th is when I called in, and I'll admit I like to hear my voice later on.
Let's find that. We've got to get that archive squared away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Nothing. Jeff. There's no reason that I know of, and certainly not that you know that there's no effort to keep you off the airwaves.
I just thought I brought it up. I know all the others there, but I thought it was odd that the day I called in on the 10th and told you all about the P.G. Farnsworth poll, where our man Trump is leading 67% to 19% or something. And that's why I called in again tonight. There's another poll by another independent pollster.
Oh, good.
He calls himself the Crazy Raccoon. He's based in San Diego, called Rick Milliti, and he seems to be legit, but, whatever. And Trump is leading by 64%. Okay. And
What are the two numbers again?
64%. He did 100,000 daily users.
And what's Clinton's?
These polls by the mainstream media, like I said last week, they are engaged in a psychological operation against the American public. They are going to keep saying Clinton is ahead by 8 or 10 points and that. And the low-information voter, the double-digit IQ types, are going to say, okay, well, maybe I should just vote for Hillary because, she's already in the lead. You know how it works. It's a psyop.
Yes.
Sorry, I live along the train tracks. So my point being is, look at the ground game. Look at, he gets thousands of people at his rallies, whether it's in, West Bend, West Bend, Wisconsin or something?
Yes, he's in West Bend.
And now he's going to go to Charlotte, and North Carolina is supposed to be a state where he is... he's now, underwater against Clinton? No. And she gets, what, a couple hundred people?
Yes. Yeah, Jeff, that's right, folks. We've got to explain these anomalies. Trump, and 30,000 people in an arena. Football, basketball, hockey rinks, okay? Huge, huge places. Hillary Clinton has little tiny crowds, doesn't have many events, doesn't hold press conferences, can't take it, apparently can't do it. Physically, neurologically incapable of holding up.
She's toast. She's toast.
Yeah, she's toast.
And I hope and pray, if it's not the first debate, it's the second one, where she freezes up and she has a massive stroke, okay? And I just hope Mr. Trump just stands back and say, see, I told you, folks. That's all he's got to do. He doesn't have to get...
Here's some of those polls you're talking about. Here is the latest poll that... I like the website realclearpolitics.com. They have a lot of polls. But some of these polls that you're talking about are appearing there. Here's one right now. And this is the NBC News poll. Came out today. General election. It's a four-way race. Trump, Clinton, Gary Johnson as a Libertarian, and Jill Stein as a Green Party candidate. And here's the way they... Hard to believe, folks. Hard to believe with what's going on. They're claiming that Hillary Clinton is leading with 43, leading by 6 points over Donald Trump at 37, followed by Gary Moonbeam Johnson at 11, and then Jill Hug-a-Tree Stein at 4. So now that's pretty darn hard to square with the enthusiasm for Trump, the rally size. Yeah, go ahead.
And Johnson is a goofball. You know, yes. I consider myself a, what you might call a conservatarian, half libertarian, half conservative. All right, Johnson is a goofball. And if he actually does get on stage with the other two, he's going to be made a fool of. I mean, the things that he promotes, okay? People are going to say, this guy's a nut job, okay? And he'll get like, he'll be lucky to get 1 or 2% in the general election, okay? Because yeah. people will see what he is. He's a nut job. He's a, well, he's, I'm not going to say nut because he's not crazy.
He is a goofball. He is truly
he's a goofball, okay?
Yes,
and Jill Stein, she's not even registers on the thermometer, okay? She's just, I don't know why these Green Party people even even run. I mean, maybe they're getting money paid by, you know, getting money to do this,
it's real.
Back, you know, through the back door or something, because they have no chance and they don't even have a coherent policy. They're like idiots.
You know, I mean, well, we may appreciate those idiots, Jeff, because Jill Stein is going to bleed candidates away from Hillary Clinton. She's going to get liberal moonbeams to vote for her. So,
well, I don't even think she'll get 1%. I mean, I don't know what they did in the 8 years ago, but they won't even get 1%. They're just
she might save us. She might save our bacon, Jeff. If she pulls enough votes to defeat Hillary Clinton,
like I said, I
may want to put Jill Stein on your Christmas list.
Well, us Trumpsters and us loyal guys that want him to win, don't get demoralized right now. It's August, okay? And I'm telling you, I can see it coming. The first debate is going to upend anything. He is going to so demolish her and make her look like the lion, scheming, evil witch that she is. Mm-hmm. That immediately the polls will immediately turn around.
Yeah,
and that's
well,
the first debate, and then hopefully she'll choke to death. But I'm speaking figuratively here. I don't want to cast aspersions on the, you know what I'm saying here. I got to be politically correct.
Well, but you know, Jeff, what you are is just what Iconoclast was a moment ago, and what Tom is every time he calls in. We're all really worked up about this because we all sense this is our future. This is the big one. I think Giuliani say, I think it was yesterday, this may be the last election?
It could be. I mean, we're headed for civil war in 2025. And I'm telling you, if this country installs somebody so evil that if everybody knows she is evil into the presidency,
well,
we're toast.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Jeff, there are a couple of questions here. One is, of course, the rigging. It may be that, however, we may be voting for what's announced as the result may be a complete lie. That's one factor. The other factor, completely separate from that, is there may be more idiots in America than we know among our own people. And, of course, then we have rivals. You know, you can call them rivals or enemies or competitors who want our land, want our women, want our wealth. They're not us. You know, these Arab hordes, these south of the border hordes, these Asian hordes, they hang on, Jeff, I love your enthusiasm. They want our stuff. So there may be more of those, and there may be more fools among us white folks than we know. We're going to find this out on November 8th. And but my gosh, that, you know, people like Pat Buchanan and Ann Coulter, all the commentators who have brains, have mentioned that this is the most stark contrast ever in any American election. This is the clearest choice between good and evil, between intelligence and stupidity, between sanity and insanity, between survival and suicide that it's ever been. So
you're eloquent in ways that I could never be, James, and you're exactly right. We are at the precipice.
Now, on this show, and Jeff, on this show, let's just suppose. Now, by the way, the speaker who was just preceding Donald Trump a moment ago, let me see if he's on the stage yet, a congressman who was speaking right ahead of Donald Trump, he said something very eloquent. He said, if the unimaginable happens and Hillary Clinton becomes president on November 8th, he said, what are you going to be able to say? And you were one of these people sitting on the sidelines thinking, I'll sit this one out. I'll wait for a better election. He said, there isn't going to be another election. And what are you going to say to people who ask you, what were you doing in this campaign when, you know, it all went straight to hell? And the that'll be something that we have to do right here, folks in this audience, George, myself, Paul, who, by the way, Paul Fromm will be back on the airwaves here about August 22nd. We can expect to hear Paul Fromm again on this show. He's traveling right now, and he'll have some amazing reports to give us at the conclusion of those travels. But if the unimaginable happens and Donald Trump is defeated on November 8th, imagine, George, you know, imagine the, you know, the contemplation that we're going to have on the air here. We'll talk about that in just a minute after this break in our last segment. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. Hate to cut off Buffalo Springfield, but we've got to rush here. Rudy Giuliani just took the podium. That means Donald Trump is just behind the curtain because Rudy Giuliani, no question, he's traveling on Trump's Boeing 757 with the future commander in chief. So let's tune it in. Let's end this show on a high point here with Rudy Giuliani, who's on fire lately. Here's Rudy Giuliani. He's talking right now and right ahead of Trump.
But from everything we can tell, if this police officer hadn't acted quickly, we would now be having another police funeral.
talking about the Milwaukee rioting.
What about the police officer involved here, who happens to be black? Doesn't his life matter? In fact, it sure does matter, because he does something most of us don't do. I don't do it. Most of you don't do it. You don't every day go to work and put on a uniform and put your life at risk. And nowadays, with the atmosphere that's been created, you got a target on your back. You don't put a uniform on every day and go out and put your life at risk to save other people. So to me, he's a special guy. And they're all special men and women who wear police uniforms and fire uniforms and military uniforms. And they need our respect and our support, not unfair condemnation. We need a big change for America. We need a big change for Milwaukee. We need a big change for our inner cities. Hillary Clinton and her party's policies created and nurtured this deterioration in our inner cities. The Democrat Party controls just about every one of the inner cities. There hasn't been a Republican mayor in Milwaukee, Governor Walker tells me, since 1908. In Baltimore, 50 years of Democratic mayors. They created and they own the problems in our inner cities because they control our inner cities. Hard putty, what about Chicago? People being killed in Chicago at rates now, that folks, are like a war.
We're going to run out of time, sadly. That's Rudy Giuliani. He is on fire on the campaign trail. If you want to watch it right after we close this show, Donald Trump will be next for sure. He's just waiting to be introduced by Rudy Giuliani, I promise you. I'll be watching it. Stay tuned. With another eyeball, I'll be watching or listening to your next Republic Broadcasting Network program. But George, thank you for joining us.
Great show, James.
As always, and we'll see you folks again tomorrow night. There are not going to be any dull days in these remaining 83 days. Thanks so much to this great, great audience. We'll see you tomorrow night.
To shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.